This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live. The American Red Cross Blood Services Program provides blood for patients in over 3,000 hospitals across the United States. With such a demand, there is a constant need for blood. Meeting that need can present a challenge and an opportunity for the Red Cross to help patients in need.
A number that is, I think, really proves to be of interest to people when you're talking about the need for blood is that every 2 seconds, if you think about while we're doing this interview, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States will need blood or a blood product or blood component. That's an incredible number, and it only comes when people have rolled up their sleeves and shared that gift with a neighbor in need.
Alan Gibson is Communications Program Manager with the American Red Cross.
We're blessed in Arkansas with great health care providers, a wonderful network of hospitals that serve our communities, and we really have access to super care. But one component of that care is blood, and that's not something that can be manufactured. It's a gift. It has to be donated to make it available. And there are times when blood is not as readily available. We provide approximately, on average, 500 blood products a day, plasma, platelets, red cells, to the hospitals that we serve in the area. But that need can obviously go up if there was some major event occurred.
Dr. David Pyle is an internal medicine specialist for a hospital in northeast Arkansas. He regularly sees the need for blood.
Throughout the year, we have patients with cancer who are receiving chemotherapy who need multiple blood products because the chemotherapy affects their blood counts and their platelets. And so there's an ongoing need in that regard. And then we have patients that have accidents that are not holiday related, such as car accidents and work related accidents that may need blood. And then there's medical conditions that can occur and do occur that require blood products to be given on a daily basis. And so joint replacement surgery certain type aneurysm surgery and heart surgery, those type things.
And Pyle tells what makes blood so important.
Well, you have the red blood cells, which obviously help carry oxygen to the tissues, and you've got platelets, which are basically a tool to prevent the blood from escaping from the blood vessel. And then you've got the factors, the coagulation factors, which help stop bleeding in the event of a cut or injury, and then you've got the plasma, which contain multiple proteins to help with the coagulation process.
Right. So, and what's the shelf life for blood?
Yeah, the shelf life for blood is about 42 days. Towards the end of the shelf life, it has a tendency not to have as much oxygen-carrying capability as fresh blood, but it can be stored up to 42 days. It can be frozen for longer periods of time. That process requires the addition and removal of a chemical, and it's very expensive. And so that is not, we don't use frozen blood because of the complexity and expense.
Amy Crane is from Jonesboro. Two of her three children both needed blood transplants. Her son was born about 12 years ago, 2 months premature, and they both required blood. A year ago, her daughter was involved in a serious accident and also required blood. Her older son and her husband say they have seen how blood has saved lives and helped organize food donations for the blood drives in the area. Crane tells how her children are today.
Great. My son is 12, and at the time, I had several blood transfusions, and so did he. And at the time that we both got our blood, there was a shortage. So by people donating, it saved his life and mine. He's a healthy 12-year-old who does activities. He's very athletic. He's never been sick. So, I mean, amazing. And then my daughter that was in the accident last year, she will continue to have blood transfusions when she has her surgeries. and she's doing wonderful.
Crane says she did not know there was such a need for blood until her family needed blood, and she encourages others to donate.
I guess that my main message would be that, you know, by donating blood, you're not only saving a family or a friend's life, you're helping someone in your community, whether it be, you know, someone close to you or a family. I mean, it's easy, it's painless, and you're saving someone else's life by donating.
Nikki Nguyen is a former Red Cross worker who puts together a blood drive in Jonesboro every November in honor of her brother, who was killed during his second tour in Iraq.
Well, I started working for the Red Cross last year in May, and I worked for them till the first of this year. And when I started working with the Red Cross, the thought crossed my mind to have a blood drive in memory of my brother, who's a fallen soldier from Arkansas. And I talked it over with my family and with the people at the Red Cross. And to be honest, it's become bigger than we ever thought it would. My brother, like I said, is from Arkansas, and the whole Northeast Arkansas community has just come out the last 2 years to really support our cause, because they do realize that blood donation is very important, especially this time of year. Donations are low this year, so, you know, our drive this year brought in 76 units in one day, about 6 hours.
The blood drive honors Staff Sergeant Paul Ferris Brooks, who was a combat medic for the Army. He was killed May 21, 2009, when a suicide bomber killed him and two other soldiers. Nguyen says he served with the 252nd Combined Arms Battalion based out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Every November, a blood drive is held in honor of Brooks, something that Nguyen says is appropriate.
Most every family that has lost a soldier, I've noticed, will try to give back in honor of them in some form or fashion. And my family had a hard time really deciding what would be the best avenue that we could give back in his name. And, you know, not everybody has money. Not everyone can donate canned goods even, you know, especially the way the economy is right now. But most people can at least make the attempt to donate blood. And my brother was a combat medic, so, you know, we thought that would be something he would totally be in the middle of if he were here, is a blood drive. His job was to save and to treat his fellow soldiers, and, you know, blood donation saves lives, and we just couldn't have thought of a better way to honor him.
And Nguyen says donations are needed at all times.
I always say, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that's ever coined this phrase, if people stop giving, then people stop living. And that is so true. I actually work with someone, and I won't mention her name because I didn't get permission, but I work with someone that, whose daughter has been a transfusion recipient. And you never know who you're talking to or who you know that may have needed to receive a unit of blood. People don't think a unit is very much, but if you think about when you give a pint of blood, it does have a small effect on you. You know, some people it doesn't bother, but think about losing two or three pints. And it's very important for people, if they're able to donate blood, please, please donate blood. That's something that takes maybe an hour of your time every 2 months, if you can give that often, to possibly save two or three lives from that one unit of blood.
Dr. David Pyle tells what sometimes keep people from giving blood.
Well, there's a number of stigmas. People have a fear of catching an illness from giving blood. You really cannot catch anything from donating blood. People have had bad reactions from this being stuck by a needle and getting weak, and you hear of people passing out. But those are all minimized at the Red Cross. They take steps to decrease the likelihood that you're going to have a reaction as such. And it's very simple, it's very safe, and if people just donate, they would find it's not as big a deal as they have anticipated.
One donation of blood can save up to 3 lives, and blood drives are being held throughout the listening area, as well as in blood donor centers. More information on blood donations can be found at www.redcrossblood.org or by calling the American Red Cross at 1-800-733-2767 or in Jonesboro, call 870-268-1990. This is Making a Difference on KASU. Stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.